Holy Father, on April the 25th, you said, "I am looking forward to Cologne." Can you describe your feelings more concretely?
Yes, in many ways. First of all, I have spent several wonderful years in the Rhineland, so I'm simply delighted to breathe in the character of the Rhineland, of this international city, and all that is connected to it. Then there's also the fact that Providence wanted my first trip abroad to take me to Germany. I would not have dared to have initiated it, but if the Almighty God decides to do something like that to you, then one can only be delighted. And also, this first trip abroad will be an encounter with young people from all over the world. It's always wonderful to encounter the youth because they're full of problems, but perhaps also full of hope, full of zest and expectation, because young people contain the dynamic of the future, and hence the encounter with them also makes oneself more sweeping, more joyful and open. These are several of the reasons which have since then strengthened the joy within me, and not at all diminished it.
Verstärkt und nicht etwa vermindert haben.
Holy Father, can you tell me what you would like to transmit to the youth of the world? What's the main issue you would like to bring about?
Ja, ich möchte Ihnen zeigen, dass es schön ist, ein Christ zu sein.
Yes, I'd like to show them how beautiful it is to be Christian. Because the widespread idea which continues to exist is that Christianity is composed of laws and bans which one has to keep, and hence is something toilsome and burdensome, that one is freer without such a burden. I want to make clear that it's not a burden to be carried by great love and realization, but it's like having wings. It's wonderful to be a Christian with this knowledge and that it gives us a great breadth, a large community. As Christians, we're never alone, in the sense that God is always with us, but also in the sense that we're always standing together in a large community, a community for the way, that we have a project for the future, and in this way, a being which is worth believing in. This is the joy of being a Christian, and it is the beauty of believing.
Das ist schön und auch richtig ist eben zu glauben.
Und vielleicht, wenn Sie erlauben, meine letzte Frage.
As a last question, can one formulate the ideal aim of the World Youth Day in Cologne? What would be the aim if all would work out perfectly?
Yes, well, have a wave of new faith among young people, especially the young in Germany and Europe. We still have large Christian institutions in Germany. Many Christian things occur, but there's also a great fatigue, and we are so concerned with structural questions that the zest and the joy of faith are missing. If this zest, this joy to know Christ, would come alive again and gave the church in Germany and Europe a new dynamic, then I think the aim of World Youth Day would be achieved.